Ms. Nates, Dara is handling the rest. So with that, unless there's any other questions or anything, I'll let Nate get started.
Thank you, Brett. Good afternoon, everybody. Nathan Anderson with the Planning Department. So the item that I will be presenting tonight is the Rockland Gateway Project. This was originally approved by the City Council on May 23rd. It's for a 204-unit apartment complex on approximately 7 acres at the intersection of Midas and Pacific. So the project, as Brett pointed out, is different than most of those that will be presented to this body. Instead of being in an architectural district, and instead of you making a recommendation to the Planning Commission or the City Council, this is being brought back because the City Council felt that additional design modifications are necessary. They felt the facade was not interesting enough, and they wanted it brought back to this body, to the Architectural Review Committee, as the designated approving authority for any modifications. So that was included as a condition of approval. There was another which was included as well for the pavilion feature. That's not part of this package. It will be coming back in the future, but the way the conditions were work was prior to any building permits being pulled for any of these buildings, this facade portion has to come back to you. The other ones are based on occupancy of the building, so you'll see that at a future time. The staff's been working with them to go through it. We've got a few different options. We're going to eventually get to what's in your packet tonight. So the first one that was presented to us proposed larger steel awnings on the windows and kind of a steel decorative diagonal design along these green walls. Planning Commission and City Council members will probably remember that these buildings have these green walls along the facade of the buildings, on the street fronting views, which include actual live vegetation. So they had proposed to do this. The roof eaves were extended an additional 18 inches to provide some additional depth and shadow. And deep trim elements were added to the windows as well to make them more design elements rather than just flat openings. Staff reviewed this and felt that the additional modifications were in the right direction, but it was a bit too contemporary for an area which borders on the Quarry District. So, again, this is not actually in any of the architectural districts, but the Quarry District is directly to the south of Midas Avenue, so we wanted it to really kind of have a lot of that character of the Quarry District. So they went back to the drawing board and provided a few modifications. Instead of the steel awnings shown here, they're using more of a wood timber awning. And one of the big reasons for this was we really wanted them to match the end piece features, which are shown here along these buildings. So these buildings had kind of these end cap features. And so basically staff wanted there to be a continuous feel for this entire building. So these were added. And instead of the steel diagonal features, which were once shown, they came back in with more of a timber feature there with these cross bracing. And again, this was getting closer to what staff had in mind, but still felt a little bit too contemporary, a little bit too decorative, and not structural enough. So staff asked for some additional changes, especially to this green wall feature here. Which brings us to what has ultimately been submitted. This was proposed to staff last week. Didn't have any significant problems with it. We feel the design is much more structural in nature and that it does kind of continue that Quarry District, the history of the area. So that's what's being recommended tonight. So the final slide that I have is just kind of a comparison of the elevations, what was originally presented and proposed to the City Council in June, showing these kind of empty spaces here and the windows especially, you know, were just basically a blank line across the wall, and now showing that we've got these awning features and we've got these other recessed windows and specifically the features along the green wall. So staff is recommending approval of the design shown here, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have for us.
I'll open up to committee.
I'll start. Just can you remind me, what is the material, the wood-looking red? Is it a wood material?
It's
I can't remember.
Board and batten.
Board and batten, yeah. So adult, yeah. And then above that is just
stucco.
Stucco, just a standard stucco. Okay.
This is very subjective.
It's still kind of, for me, it still kind of has a contemporary look, but trying to force it to look
a little less contemporary, if that makes sense.
So I'm just looking at the core district architectural styles: bungalow, craftsman, arts and crafts, timber frame, revival, carpenter Gothic revival, shingle style. Where does this fall?
Well, again, it's not actually in the quarry district, and this was kind of a big point of, just moving forward with this project from the beginning. The applicant who builds these projects, it's very much a kind of a tilt-up style of building, and they do that to keep a lot of the costs down. So while they were willing to put in certain features which help it be part of the quarry district, there was really no mechanism to make them comply completely with the quarry district. So this is kind of the compromise.
I heard you say that you were looking for that quarry district influence, and I guess you're saying the shedding awnings, if you will, the wood timber awnings, and then the structural elements and the vegetated wall are what they were able to provide as far as that connection to the core district.
Yeah, that's what's been proposed. Going back to what originally had been looked at by the city council, which was basically just kind of these straight walls, they wanted some more features. But it is still, kind of the gingerbread thing that we've spoken about before in different meetings, where we're trying to dress up these buildings, but, they're not going back to the drawing board, or at least not proposing to.
If you could go back to the steel version. I tend to, and beauty is in the eye of the beholder here, go with the contemporary look as compared to just proximity of the railroad tracks. If I was to tie it into something being outside the quarry district but close, and this, to me, driving by that site daily, I wouldn't mind driving by that. The next versions, to me, tend to get a little too busy, like trying a little bit too hard to accomplish all things to all people. This, to me, works better than the next version. So,
I would agree. That's kind of what I was trying to say. I think it seems more aesthetically pleasing. The other version, it looks like to me that you are sticking things on there just to make it look a little different, and it doesn't. I don't think it's achieving the goal. But this is a very subjective. and I understand the limitations too of the construction, and we had a long discussion about that. So I'm fully aware of that. But we have a couple committee members that are very quiet here. One in particular.
The three boxes in between the windows, are those lights? What are those? So
talking about these?
Yeah. You go to the far right of the screen.
I'm sorry. I broke that thing. Those are vents, I believe, although I'm not quite sure. I'd have to.
That's my recollection that those are vents for the HVAC systems.
Yeah, it's an internal HVAC. That's right.
So can we look at the image that has the kind of structural elements in the walled area? There we go. I'm trying to, find something in here to kind of hang my hat on one way or the other. So exposed wood framing, that's kind of the quarry district theme, which comes into play here, which makes sense.
I think one of the things, just having the benefit of talking with staff about these before today, those trellis-type structures, the green wall structures, I think one of the efforts there was that when they come back to you with the corner element, if you recall, the original, when it first came to you, was it had a more of a trellis-type structure. You kind of see it in the background at the top there. It had that type of structure associated with it, and they were trying to speak to some of the old bridge structure, some of the old mining equipment structures. And so it was attractive, but and there were some concerns raised about like climbability, et cetera. But it was also a little bit isolated on the site. It didn't relate to anything else on the site. And I think one of staff's goals was, okay, if you're gonna utilize more fully utilize that structural element at the corner, then maybe there's a way to bring it across to some of the other facades. So if you go back to the last image you had up, Nate, you can keep going. Yeah, that I think was part of the intent of those green walls is when they bring back the final corner element, you'll see that it connects more to not only those trellis walls but those timber awnings. But you don't have the benefit of that right now because they don't have that design completed yet.
So, just to expand a little on what Mark said, staff's made a big push to try and ensure continuity throughout the building, and that's why as Nate pointed out, on the original building that was approved by council and recommended for approval by Planning Commission, on the end of the building they had wooden awnings over the windows at the ends of the building. So when they proposed metal on the street facades, we're like, well, how does that connect to what's on the end? It's like two completely different buildings. Mm-hmm. And again, to tie it into the corner feature structure, to tie all the buildings together was what staff's push was. Now, that was our thought process. You may agree or not, but just so you're aware of how we got there, it wasn't just random. We were trying to pull all the different pieces of the element and design together so it went across the whole building and consistently.
You know, what I'm seeing is, like Nathan's saying, and I'm just kind of restating what he said here, but is a product that doesn't in and of itself fundamentally fit in the quarry district, but you've done what you can to pull out those kind of key elements. And other than adding more quarry district type of elements, which would be operable shutters, for example, chimneys, porches, bay windows, things like that, which the only of those that might work is maybe shutters, I'm not sure. It seems to me like it's, you know, I would say it's pointed in the right direction.
You know, I would have to say that the comment that probably struck me the most was the approach they take to building, which is the tilt-up walls that is, of course, very limiting in relationship to what you can do. We're attempting to create something which can't necessarily be created given the approach they take to construction and what we would like to see with it being adjacent to the quarry district, which always, and if you recall, was part of my questioning when the project was brought forward, is why did we refer to it as such if it's not in the quarry district? Why did we use the name? But I would concur with Scott and Greg in relationship to it. It just appears that we're trying to do too much to do something that really can't necessarily be done with the building. And honestly, just some of those slight modifications seem to get us closer as opposed to doing too much and just kind of slapping it on there. I think we've spent a lot of, and I understand what you're trying to do, and I think back to, you know, the other thing is the front of the building, the design, and tying that into the railroad and all of that. Again, when we go to the quarry, it's not necessarily a direct tie to the railroad necessarily, and so we're kind of bringing some of that back as well. So I would say that I'm more in favor. In fact, can you go back to the first enhancement that they brought forward? Yeah. So I mean, that would seem to be closer to what I think the intent was, but I don't know. I mean, there's only so much you can do, and that gets you closer to tying the ends of the building to the elevation along the sides.
So if the committee, and it sounds like there's maybe three so far, that like this elevation better and like the metal awning look rather than the timber look, if this is the direction that a committee wants to head, then what I would suggest that staff would do would be to take the end timber awnings, convert those to awnings that are more similar to these. Obviously, they're a little bit bigger, so they would use the same palette of materials, just a little bit heavier because of the size of those openings, I think. And then when they go to design the corner element, they would be playing off of these architectural features rather than the heavier timber features, so that that corner element has continuity with, I mean, that's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm thinking that you're saying, that if you like this aesthetic better, this more streamlined, contemporary aesthetic, then that corner element ought not be a heavy timber element. It might, it needs to follow this architectural vocabulary.
I think if you're going to have the building all tied together and not have kind of a disjointed.
Could I also ask, I mean, the reasoning, you think that there aren't awnings on the two flanking windows there. What is that? It's cost cutting, or is it? Is there an aesthetic reason why? I know they're smaller, but it seems to me that just from symmetry, it would make sense to have an awning on those windows.
Do you mean these ones over here?
Yeah.
And these? I think it was just to kind of break up the monotony. Those were they encased those windows and kind of recessed them in a little bit more, as opposed to these, which are more flush with the building. I mean, they could easily add awnings there if that was the direction. They were just trying to make it look a little bit different.
Well, I mean, I'd be curious to know. Maybe I'm the only one that sees that, but it just strikes me as, I don't know, like you see that sometimes in some of the houses that, you know, put on some fancy shutters and then nothing in the back, you know, obviously cost-cutting measure, but that strikes me kind of as the same philosophy on this, and it just seems like it needs something there. But if they're recessed, obviously it's going to be dimensionally different. But
yeah, it's more about the trim that they've added here. You can kind of see
that.
Yeah, I guess
I can kind of see that now.
I think they were trying to avoid creating monotony by having the same element repeated again and again across all the windows on the front edge, so they were trying to break it up, as Nate said.
And that makes sense, too. I mean, they're smaller, so it's a different look, but...
So, are we ready to make a motion, or do you have more comments that you want to... work through.
Mark, just for clarification, the purpose of the recommendation from the commission, was it to provide direction to staff? Was staff delegated the authority?
So that's a great question.
What was the council's action?
Thank you. So, well, I'm going to give you my interpretation, and I might get corrected. My understanding is in this first meeting for these kinds of projects that staff is presenting what the work product is to date. So you saw what the developer presented originally, kind of what has changed, if that is the case, by interacting with staff. The committee then is taking that information, providing staff feedback to work with the developer. And depending on the nature of the changes, it could be that the committee says to staff, we're willing to approve it today with these modifications. And then we work with the developer, and then it goes to the planning commission with those modifications. It could be, and I could be, well, not in this one. I know, not in this one. Right, thank you.
When you say approve, though, I think that might be the confusion. We're recommending.
We're recommending, yes. It could be that the committee says these are the changes we'd like to see made. It could be numerous changes. And the committee says, you know, we're not approving. When I say approving, we're not recommending approval with these changes. We're expecting you to come back with these changes. And then we would have the developer here in front of the committee having that discussion. And then the committee would make its final recommendation.
And as to this project, as it went to council, and I believed it was approved at council, so was council's direction that modifications be made to the satisfaction of the community development director? Or how is that before us?
The resolution approved by council was that the changes would come back to the Design Architectural Review Committee for approval. The committee may approve or deny or ask for modifications for further consideration, or they could give direction, as Mark indicated, and delegate it to him to verify that the modifications are consistent with your direction.
So the council action was to delegate the final approval to the architectural committee.
Yes. In this project, yes.
Correct. Okay, that was clever. Thank you.
And the council has not seen this elevation. It was the previous version with the simplified frontage. Okay.
And kind of as a review, there's oftentimes where the Planning Commission or the City Council will approve it with some comments and delegate that authority to the Community Development Director to make the final approval. So with the existence of the committee, it sounds like just added that to the committee. Yeah.
Yeah, if I may read the brief condition of approval that was added. It says, prior to the issuance of a building permit for any residential building fronting on Pacific Street or Midas Avenue, the developer shall obtain the approval of the Architectural Review Committee for minor exterior modification of the building facades to enhance and provide for greater interest and character. So it is.
So what do you think? Are we...
So maybe one additional question, the green screen, what material frames that? Is that metal as well? Is that
it's a wire mesh, and then the plant materials are trained to stick on that.
Okay.
The frame is a wire mesh? The frame is like metal tubing, right? There's is that what you're asking, Greg?
Yeah, outside of
the frame part. That's what, some kind of channel metal of some sort, or?
It's a steel frame, and then inside of the frame you can kind of see the mesh there, mm-hmm. and then these are, you can even see it through the green screen there a little bit. So yeah, the frame is not a mesh; it's steel, unless it's timber. The sky's the limit.
Your prerogative is what you're saying,
right?
I'd like to tie into the metal awnings; it should all be similar materials. I think that would help matters there. And then, we don't have the pavilion in front of us, but we start looking at colors and materials there. I mean, there should be some consistency across those if this is where we're headed.
So if it's steel, for example, all of the steel members would be either wide flanges, channels, or angles, essentially. Steel angles, channels, or wide flanges. Those all have different dimensional sections, but staff would understand as they're working with the developer that's what the part you're using.
One other point, and Scott, thank you for bringing up the question regarding the awnings. The setback area, can you go to a different view, more of a long Midas type elevation? Do you have one? There you go. Right there. Right in the center. Okay, so I can understand breaking things up with the windows to the left and right, but that setback area, it is just nothing. It's just, there's no design to those windows. They're just windows. There's no trim. There's nothing. Is there a reason why it's set that way?
Well, that one's kind of recessed in there, so it doesn't stick right out onto the building. You can see it's kind of set back here. But no, I mean, it didn't come up. But again, we can request that they make those modifications.
Yeah, because it go back to that prior. Yeah, I mean, it to me, when I look across that, that's what stands out to me immediately, is that it's just a white wall, a little postage stamp there. And I don't know about the rest of the committee, but there just isn't anything there. And I'd like to see something done to improve the, again, even if it was the awnings over those two windows. And again, you still have that broken up with the design of the other windows.
Okay. Yeah.
I agree. With Ken.
So I think what we're doing here on this project in this first meeting is you guys are going to point me in the right direction if I go off tracks here, but sounds to me like we've gotten enough direction of the types of things that the committee is looking for on these elevations. They pointed to a specific, the first revision that they liked better, and so I think it makes sense that you have enough to work. You've just heard the comment about the center area, that you have enough information to take back to the developer and have them work up another round of elevations here. And, we were planning on bringing it possibly back to the committee anyways, depending on the extent of the comments. My thought is we just bring it back to the committee one more time, right? And we'll see where they're at on the corner element. They may be ready to bring that one in at the same time. They may not. It'd be great if they were, but... So the next time we schedule the Architecture Review Committee, I think we can bring these elevations back, or based on their construction schedule, are you sensing they needed more, like the committee's going to approve it subject to community development director? What do you?
Well, it depends on when the committee would meet again. They've already got building plans in. You know, we can't review them or approve them, but, you know, they're doing a lot of stuff at risk right now through the building department. So if we push this to in the next meeting and that doesn't happen for a month, there's probably going to be some phone calls, but we can deal with that too.
I think I'd be fine just deferring those minor changes to you, Mark. I mean, it sounds like we're adding some awnings to that kind of central open space and then the corner element, changing that to be more in line with the building architecture.
And the corner element will come back to you at a later date.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
I would be comfortable with that recommendation.
I'm fine. Fine here as well.
Great. So we got enough direction. We'll move forward. Thanks. So
I believe it was a formal action is needed because that was the delegation from the council. So if we could have a formal action or what this committee approved, that would be.
So what is the action? I mean, we have three different elevations. I think we looked at three different elevations to choose from. So if I favor one or the other, am I voting no on this? And, or are we just, I mean, what is that?
I believe what you would want to do is make a motion saying that the committee would be approving modifications consistent with elevation one. We know what elevation one is. We'll make sure bring it up. Would you so that's elevation one, and with the window elements to be metal, et cetera, direction that the corner element use materials and be designed to match, and that the inset area have awnings added over the upper floor windows there, to the satisfaction of the community development, economic and community development director. So you don't have to get super formal. Just make sure we all have the gist in mind and we can formalize it later.
But we do need to take a formal vote, I think is what I'm
But
hearing.
You do need a formal vote on that, yes.
Have all that?
No.
And if Brett's summary is acceptable, someone can make that the motion, the reference to the summary that Brett did or modify as appropriate.
So moved.
We have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor say yes or aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any against?
Aye.
Okay, so I have to say aye four. Sorry. Okay, so we're going to move on to the next project now, which is the Quarry Place apartments and retail in the Quarry District. I'll just take a minute to change up the presentation.
I guess I should have said nay there instead of
So as Derek is working to pull this up, in most cases, other than the very first project being an anomaly, in most projects, hopefully the committee is going to be seeing these projects. I believe we're going to be seeing these projects before they go to the Planning Commission, right? So in most cases. So some of the ones you're seeing today, you're kind of already familiar with because either the zoning came to you or some other aspect of the project may have come to you before. But this may be the first time you're seeing the architecture. I think so. So, Dara?
Thank you, presiding member. That was correct. Dara Dunworth, planning. I will keep this fairly informal, and I've got slides that are basically what you have in the agenda packet, so it may be a bit more than you need to see. I'll move through them fairly quickly, but if you want me to stop or back up, of course, please just tell me to put the brakes on. The first project, the first of three that I'm going to talk about this afternoon is Quarry Place. It's both apartments and retail. There are two components of this project. There actually is a third component, which is called the Cobblestone Tentative Subdivision Map, which when a home builder buys that map and comes in with home designs, you will get that one as well. But for now, we're just doing the design review for the apartments and the retail. And we'll look at the apartments first. It's approximately 180-unit apartment complex, one, two, and three bedrooms. It is in the Quarry District. It fronts more or less on Pacific, although it's tucked back behind the existing Walmart building and the existing Sherman Williams building west of Rucola. So the apartments themselves don't really have main public right-of-way frontage, but they will be very visible from within the existing shopping center parking lot that is to remain. The developer, and I believe Terry printed some additional exhibits for you or some correspondence that came in from St. Anton, the developer, talking about their justification and how they feel both the apartments and the retail meet the Quarry District guidelines. As you know, they're required to meet, provide at least three of the design elements within each of the districts. They have in their justification indicated for the apartments that they are offering seven architectural elements, and they did itemize those nicely for you. So if all of you have had a chance to take a quick peek at that, I will move through these pretty quickly. Again, so we've got a building A elevation here. There is a key plan up in the upper right hand of these exhibits to kind of orient you as far as what elevation you're looking at. Some of the elements that are included in staff's opinion are stone masonry, gable roofs, exposed rafters. They've got brackets and corbels. They've got operable windows with divided lights. They've got mullions in every window. There are open porches or balcony elements. You can see those on the second story here with the exposed sort of open gable element and the railing. No, I didn't, but here with the hand. And you can see in profile what that looks like. It's kind of a porch overhang element. They are incorporating shed roofs as well and are using shingles. So depending on how much of which element you see, it may be a little subjective, as we've noted, how many elements are incorporated to what extent, and if you feel that that meets the intent of the district guidelines. So I'll flip through the rest of these fairly quickly. This is the amenity building of the clubhouse and rental building. This is the pool house. I have a few elevations I can walk through. And again, there is a key map in the upper right to orient you to what view we're looking at. This is a bird's eye view, kind of flying over Les Schwab, looking back in at the apartments across the Sherwin-Williams building and the parking lot. This shows a little bit, again, bird's eye view, but a little bit gives you a sense of what it would look like more closer in, maybe not quite on the ground, from the Walmart parking lot, looking across the parking to the apartment buildings. Here's an interior shot. This is the clubhouse again. And then I did have the physical color material boards up there for you to take a look at. These colors are not coming across well on the laptop. I don't know if they're much better up there for you. There is some use of color. That isn't one of the items, but they do incorporate some greens and earth tones that you can't quite see in that slide. I'll pause just a moment to see if anyone has any questions on the apartments or any slides you want me to pop back over real quick. No? Okay, I'll keep going. Retail, on the Quarry Place retail then, it does front on Pacific. So we staff, when they first submitted, we looked very carefully at the Pacific elevations. The parking lot elevations we thought initially were great, but the Pacific Street elevations we felt needed some work. And so we gave them that direction after their first submittal, and they did come in with some revisions. I don't have a nice side-by-side of the before and after, but I can flip back and forth, and I'll point out to you where they've added some elements. Staff does believe their efforts for the retail have brought it to where we feel like you will be supportive of it. And I'll get into those details in just a moment. So this is the current proposal. Note that it's basically a four-sided building. There are elements and elevation changes, whether there's a trellis. I'm not sure how well this is reading, but this is a trellis in this area here. There's just a hint of a grid pattern. That's a trellis. They've got reveal lines and color changes. They've added awnings. So this is the current proposal. And then this was the original proposal. So they didn't have awnings on the north elevation. Some of the reveal lines were not differentiated by paint changes. So there's, let me see if I can go flip back and forth. They added, I believe they added this sort of trellis or wall element here, where before it was just a couple of bays and a door with a little bit of an awning. So they definitely added different elements to all four sides of the building. This is one of the shops building. This is the second shops building. This is the current proposal. And the initial proposal had less treatment on the two interior walls, or the side walls, if you will. One faces the drive-through, one faces north against the Sherwin-Williams parking lot or in main drive aisle. So there were they did make changes that we felt were consistent with the district guidelines, added some interest and elements. They added some fenestration as well. Got some renderings. This is as proposed. The view is from the main driveway looking back in across their parking lot. So this is not a view from Pacific Street. This is an internal view. This was the initial submittal. So there's a little bit of color, addition of color. There's additional awnings. This is back to what's currently proposed. There's awnings here on the side that they've carried around now from the original. This is another internal view from the parking lot, not a Pacific Street view. And again, this is currently proposed. This is what was proposed. So they're again, they've added some interest in details, some color. They've just bumped up the number of elements to give it some additional interest. Finally, here's a rendering. This is the current proposal. This is showing the view from Pacific as you're proceeding north or towards Rockland Road. Scott looks like he has a question.
Well, I do. I snuck a peek at Carl's page there and pulled it up as well. You know, the city's website that kind of depicts examples.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be helpful if we were looking maybe at some of those examples as well. On the retail, if you're asking, we're still on that retail piece. I still think I don't know how to describe it, but the roof line is just for me too plain. That straight edge, that long straight edge at the top of a concrete wall, it looks inexpensive, you know. And
the parapet wall is too flat and typical of suburban.
Yeah, more articulation or some kind of something a little bulkier and you know on.
If you go ahead, move past the archetype, scroll down to the examples. Keep going. Yeah. And so keep going. I'm sorry. This is the right area, though. So, you know, you're probably more into medium-sized structures. Now, let's keep going beyond this to keep going. Keep going. The appendix. Let's see if hit the arrow down. Let's see if there's any. I don't recall if there's any structures in this section that you can kind of pick from a little bit. But what you do notice is, speaking to Scott's point, is there are a lot of structures that don't have parapet walls.
I don't think any of them do.
Yeah,
or most of them have. They've disguised them behind a shed.
Right. So that's speaking to your point.
I didn't mean to interrupt, Mark.
No, please.
But if you look at third row from the bottom, second from the left on the examples, so you keep going down. Yeah, so
this one.
Yeah, that one. That looks like it has a parapet wall, but it's disguised in that kind of paneling, if you will, that kind of separates it and gives it that craftsman look or country look or whatever. Mark, you know what architect is.
Well, gives it not the concrete wall look is what
exactly
gives it.
So we've heard your presentation on the retail and on the apartments, and we're talking about the retail now. You guys want to stick with the retail and
stay on the retail?
Okay. So we're concerned about the parapet wall, the contemporary look of that, versus having something like in the example that Carl brought out that still allows for a parapet, but it provides some additional detail that makes it less contemporary.
Can we go back to the retail images? Is that okay with you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
with
this?
Okay.
You might be able to accomplish that with just a cornice piece, a heavy cornice piece or something along that whole edge, or even something wider, 3 feet maybe.
So this is the smaller of the two. This is the drive-through building. Sorry. Okay. This is the bigger of the two buildings, the current proposal.
So that they are getting to some of the elements, but it's that piece in between. I can't even read those. Yeah, kind of that gray piece there, and then off to the left, that kind of corner that you're concerned
with. Yeah, well, all the other depictions have a much more, however you achieve it with building materials, but much more substantial roof line. It's a very, you know, much sturdier look than that looks like a tilt-up building, you know, that area there. You can tell I'm not an architect nor a designer, but...
Well, the obvious reason why you see structures that look more like this in retail applications is because of signage. Separate from the ease of construction and all those things is they always want to have enough flat space up top for signage. That doesn't mean you can't have signage up there. If you had, I'm not saying a mansard is what you want to do, but let's just imagine, we all know what a mansard roof is. So let's imagine in the elevation on the left that says specific something sale where those three white wall units are, right? Yeah. I'm not saying we want a mansard, but if you had a mansard roof there, you would dramatically limit the amount of space you have for signage, but you could put roof-mounted signage. You could do some other things to still allow signage there. You can have a different type of sign. So that would be one concern, but I think hearing what you're saying is that you want a little bit more variety and you want something stronger in that roof line, because that roof line is very much suburban and very much anywhere and kind of just fades away. It's not, doesn't leave a very strong impression, if I'm hearing you correctly. So we can work with the developer on that. I mean, for example, if you did a sort of like a mansard or like a hip roof there, that would change. That would be a much more dominant roof line, and then we would just have to figure out how to add signage to that.
I'm going to be the stupid one and say I don't know what kind of roof that is, the mansard roof.
So, remember the really old – this is a bad example because you immediately hate it, but I'm trying to think of it. You remember the really old Burger Kings that – let's see if they have a mansard roof
old
there.
How old? I hate
actually.
How old
is really?
Yes. Let's see if we have any mansards here. Let's scroll up really quick.
70s?
Yeah.
I remember the golden arches.
Kind of this
the
one, but it's really
small. Example of a mansard
small.
Would be the fast food building. Currently there's a Korean fusion in there now, but it's there at the corner on Rockland Road where the creek is.
The Kojo.
It's yes. The roof
Kojo
goes
kitchen.
Up. So from the front it looks like a sloped roof, but then it is flat behind or drops off.
I got you.
Big in the 70s.
Very big in the 70s.
I love that. I love that decade.
That building used to be a Burger King, I bet.
I believe it was originally.
Yeah. So anyways, I'm not saying a mansard's a great roof, but, you know, like you see, like she's pointing out there, that roof that's over the, right there, that one where her hand's at, that's sort of like a mansard, a mini mansard. It's hipped at the end, but you could do a roof line like that and wrap it around the building and even have a parapet above it that still sticks out, but you end up with a stronger roof line. That could be something we could talk to them about.
This has a combination of a shed and sort of the typical parapet with the, but it has, you know, three levels of trim, so there's a lot more interest at the top. And then that lower shed, this tower corner element would allow for the signage, which was a great point Mark made.
Yeah, I think you make a good point there. An element like that could help.
Especially at the corner.
We could also build out a faux roof line, kind of like in the lower right, where you've got the that kind of reddish orangish building further to
here.
The right. Yeah, just kind of those.
Like this timbered look that's on the gable?
Or even the gray one just to the left is just kind of a built-up faux roof. I'm sure it's a flat flat roof behind that. So. But I agree with Scott. I think that would make it look more consistent with the district and less consistent with all the other commercial space. That.
And are you only concerned about trying to achieve that on Pacific? Is it also necessary to continue that look all the way from internal, you know, looking back towards the apartments?
Can we go back to it again, please?
Well, I think if you drive around and you find other similar projects, which you find quite a few of them, you know, they look run down. You know, usually it's some kind of a metal flashing or something that's on top, and they're painted. And that paint is chipping, and it's faded, and they look, you know, it just doesn't look real quality. I guess if that makes sense. I mean, so just based on that, if it's not a super expensive application to change it, I mean, I would support interiorly all the way. I mean, it looks it looks just inconsistent. You drive up and
elevations versus what
false kind of a false front, and then you got stuff in the back that's lesser quality.
So this is the shops building. Do you want to look again at the drive-through and look and see if there's an element? Because it's got some flat elements too.
Yeah. So that looks like really industrial, like kind of like across the street, the auto, you know, center over there.
Well, just I pulled up just while we've been talking, the corner where the Subway and the florist is located, and it's, you know, there's really not
it's
much
a box.
To that. It's a box. And then across the street, of course, if we look, and right on the corner, which gives a great view, is you have Drogas. Now, we know they're no longer there, but it's got a nice design to it, different elevations. And so
it has as you're driving in, it catches your eye as something unique. And I think you don't want to lose that quality here.
So another way of looking at it, too, might be just as staff and they're working with this developer to incorporate materiality into this retail center that plays off of the apartments that are behind it. I think as we work with them on adjusting the roof line, we'll also ask them to kind of think about the roof line that they have at the apartments and how do they, you know, so these projects work well together. I think that's good information for us to work from. So I think that's a big move. I think maybe we stick with that for now and let us work with the developer and come back with some modifications and see how we do with that. Because I think if we get that one right, then it'll be easier for us to consume. Like, okay, do we need to tweak this little piece or add that over there? It's hard to get it all done with one move. I think that's a big move. Let's work on that roof line. If that's okay with the committee?
Can we look at the apartments, or are you saying?
No, I want to go to the apartments now, if that's okay with you guys.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying we're just going to package that up and send it out.
No, I'm sorry.
No, I got a comment on the apartments.
Absolutely.
The bigger item, frankly.
Tell me which slide you'd like me to
that's perfect.
Stop at. Okay.
Yeah. So, it's kind of hard to tell from the colors, but is that kind of a stone?
There's stone here,
right,
full wall, and then there's just a little bit of trim.
And what's the gray that goes kind of around those doors in the middle? Is that just a different color paint, or it's? Yeah, what's that?
Stone.
I believe that's stone as well.
Oh, that is stone. Okay. So if you go on to the next elevation, I guess it seems to me like in looking at the samples, you see. You know, their use of stone here is interesting. I mean, they're, you know, essentially facing the entire wall of certain elements. But if you look at the examples, it tends to run across the base of the buildings. At least that's what I saw. And to me, I like the use of stone. I just feel like there's a big gap in these elevations between the use of the stone on either side and it almost feels like they've got a stone budget and they've chosen to focus it on the corners.
You're correct in that this is an affordable project.
Yes.
And so there is a budget. I think your architectural comments are also valid, equally valid, that, you know, it's used sparingly.
Yeah. So that would be my comment. Is there a way to incorporate a little bit more of the stone to break up some of those more sparse elevations?
I would agree with that. My challenge, and it may just be graphically, are the colors. And I know these colors are deep and rich, and they're in the area, and they're in our quarry district photos, but you know, it's drab, even.
These slides are quality are poor.
And that may be pushing, you know, where my comments are going, just given the quality of the graphics. But, you know, lighter, brighter, just a little bit, a tone or two here or there can make a big difference. I mean, if you don't want this to be seen, this reminds me of mountain colors where they try to hide things back in the trees, and that's what this reminds me of, frankly, versus something, you know, in the quarry district, but in an urban quarry district. Brighten it up just one lift, and it may just be graphically. Some of these greens are brighter.
Well, if you look at the examples, just to add on to what Greg is saying, is there's all kinds of different colors. I mean, there's reds and browns and grays and whites. And, you know, I mean, there's a huge palette to choose from, at least on the examples. I haven't looked at the color palette specifically, but.
So I'm hearing a better use of color, more variety in the use of color, and brighter.
So the predominant darker color on that image is the color 3 here? Is that what it is on this? Or, sorry, you don't have that in front of you.
Yes, I believe that's right. That's number 3, the fiber cement siding.
Okay.
Screen, I guess. Oh, it's called rosemary. I don't see any rose. Yeah.
Well, rosemary is green.
Let me switch to that slide. That might help us.
Yeah. I mean, there are quite a few variations there.
The colors are bad, but at least we have the numbers.
I agree with Greg that it does have an appearance of it's a very subtle kind of look, which I don't think I mind there. But, I mean, there are a lot of trees off into the back, you know, beyond that quite a bit. Part of me likes it being a little more, you know, a big apartment complex right there. Toning it down a little bit might be an easier transition as you drive into the community.
These are 44 feet tall.
Yeah, they're tall.
They're tall.
I mean, they are a little, I guess, drab, as Greg said, but I'm wondering, yeah, if it isn't just the image that we're looking at, because sunlight and, you know, weather conditions are certainly going to make that look different. You're going to see shadows and different colors, I suspect.
This materials board looks like it was done in shadow because the number 3 doesn't look like the number 3 on the actual building. They look like they're different shades.
The 3 on this one, on this
looks brighter.
Foam board that we have is kind of a more green, and that comes off as a more clay gray on that. Of course, that's the screen.
I wouldn't trust what's on the screen. Definitely go
what
with
do we
what
trust?
You see.
It's not going to come out blue.
That's the reason we get you the board, so you have an actual paint sample to look at.
The board is the paint swatch, so yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's more.
I don't know that the image on the board necessarily correlates perfectly with the paint swatches, so use the paint swatches, definitely.
Washed out.
So could I ask you to go to the quarry website appendix again real quick for examples?
Of course.
It's better. I think it, it's better.
I don't have necessarily an issue, but I think
you go
that
down
touches
to the bottom.
Both ears have a little brighter.
Yeah,
but
down,
it's still stitched
down
with
the bottom. Yeah, right there. Third, top row, third from the right. Or sorry, third from the left. I think this might capture kind of Greg's comments. It's a lighter green with kind of a wider off-white trim.
This one I'm pointing to? Am I in the right spot?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if that's kind of what you had in mind, Greg, but.
Yeah, I was mostly looking at if you can see that from there, I mean, that is really washed out. It's hard to tell. And that, oops, sorry, maybe the challenge I'm seeing is the, I don't know what elevation that is, but it's a picture quality problem, I think, more than anything else. So we don't want this to jump out at you. Hey, look at me. But, it, you know, having a little...
I think these colors on here kind of better. Provide a little better pop to it. Or that's kind of a designer term, right? Pop. Okay. So, but yeah, I don't know. Hard to comment if it's not confident that the colors are accurate. But
well, we can certainly work on the exhibit's quality. We've been struggling with that. The size of the files they're giving us make them really hard for us to manipulate. And pare down and make them portable and small enough to manipulate. So we can certainly work on the quality as well.
Inaccurate reproduction of color has been a problem forever. Yeah. You can run the same picture on the same copier and get three different shades.
Yeah.
Well, and it's impossible to look at this little swatch and say, oh, yeah, well, I can imagine what that building's going
to
look like.
Choosing a color to paint your living room is a challenge. Yeah.
Same
problems.
And part of the picture that Carl points out, I mean, that house, it's a real picture, and it's in the sun, and so it's going to look better.
Yeah.
So I've heard... additional use of stone, and especially in those center areas. And then we're concerned about the colors that maybe they need to be, I'm just going to say it this way, maybe slightly pushed one more hue, one direction or the other. So maybe the color themselves aren't really bad, but we just push it one gradation, one hue in each direction. So maybe what we need to do is ask them to come in with a couple more color boards so we can kind of look at them. Because I tend to agree that I think these colors are probably in real life once they're done, it's fine, but they're a little drab. And I think if we pushed them just one gradation, one hue, I think that might make it a little bit better. And we'll refer to them to this page when we talk to them a little bit about that. I don't think they're going to have any questions or concerns about that. Anything else on the apartments in particular, or do you think if we move forward with those two types of changes, we can get it a little bit better place for you guys?
No, I just agree with Scott, by the way, on the colors. I kind of like the fact that, hi, I'm a three-story building, and look at the beautiful trees behind me, that you don't want it to completely scream, here I am. Okay. So I like the potential for looking at that, but I do also know that, you know, colors here can be completely different. I've had a couple of the projects here in town that different than what I thought.
Yeah.
So, but in looking at the aerial view of the project site, A6.1, I just had a question, and it's not relative to the design of the buildings, but the parking lot access, is this a general idea of what that layout is going to be with the fence line along the parking lot? And
we're working on that still.
Okay, because you've got an EAV off to the left, and... it looks like, and I don't know if that, so that's all going to, that's in motion.
We're still working on really understanding what that interface is between where the existing parking lot's going to get saw cut and how that's going to transition to the apartments. There's, as this is showing, there's going to be a six inch curb, tubular steel fence with some columns. There's landscaping, but there are some nooks and crannies where things take bends and trying to work out that we've got the correct width for the main driveway that's being maintained, and just making sure some of the off-site transitions are working. So this was their first stab at, when we said, we really don't understand where these what is happening at these edges. This was their first attempt to show us what the edges were really going to look like, and we're asking for more than this.
Okay. And it doesn't appear to have any walkability incorporated into it yet, so that certainly would be something to look at as well, meaning access to the retail, so you're not walking to the front, to the driveway, that type of thing. So
I will note that, because I'm not sure. We haven't gotten to that level of detail if there are gates and things in the fencing to get you out into the parking lot. So I'll note that. Thank you.
Okay, so I think staff has enough direction and things to work on to get back with the developer, and then we will bring you back the revised drawings for both the retail and the apartments.
Mr. Presiding Member.
Yes.
This project is hoping to get to hearing by the end of the year, and I believe we've represented to the applicant that that should be doable. Can we start talking about how much, when we need to do the next meeting in order to
I was about to do that.
Okay, okay.
So our goal was to be out of here as close to 4:30 today as possible, and we've got a few more agenda items. And my question to staff is, we have Placer Creek Apartments and we have Sierra Gateway Apartments. I realize Sierra Gateway is more for informational, but it might turn out to be more than informational. So is there one of them that takes precedent over the other, and we can take one of them off and reschedule it for the next meeting if we try to meet in another 2 to 3 weeks? Or
let me also offer that I mentioned I do need to be somewhere by 5, but I could go till 4:45 and be safe.
Okay.
So I don't want to change the whole direction of this just because of my schedule.
So if you wanted to take them out of order, Placer Creek does not have a tentative hearing date yet. They're very early in the process. So if something had to get pushed, that's probably the one to push.
Okay.
I need like a 30-second hall pass.
I'm with Carl. How about we do a 2-minute hall pass then? All right.
Thank you.
Could do.
The developer has some. We're going to reconvene our meeting here at just after quarter after here. The developer of this project, Quarry Place, has some time constraints that they're working on. And so, what I'd like to ask the committee, it doesn't sound like with the apartments, there's a huge amount of changes. We understand the additional stonework and the color scheme. I'm wondering if the committee would be willing to approve the apartments with those modifications subject to the community development director's approval. Obviously, it's going to go to planning commission, so some of you are going to see it again. And then we'll keep the retail separate and bring the retail back to you. Are you comfortable doing that?
Sure.
Scott? Okay. So then, is that good enough for you? Or?
I mean, it should be a formal recommendation from this committee to the Planning Commission on those recommendations.
Okay.
Sorry.
So the recommendation to the Planning Commission is going to be approve the apartments with those modifications.
So I'd ask for a motion. So that there's a recommendation from this committee directly to the Planning Commission by motion.
Do I have a motion?
Yes.
We'll just recap again what you said. We would move to approve the apartment architectural design with additional stone. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, with additional stone and with some modifications to the color palette.
Well, the modifications to the color palette is the one that I'm not sure about, because I think it. I mean, what I heard is that there may be a color in the sunlight that we all agree on, and so if you're going to bring back varying hues, is that at your discretion? Is that what the motion would mean? Is that what you're seeking here?
That's what I'm seeking. That what we would bring, the hues we would bring back to the Planning Commission would be, we could bring back to the Planning Commission this set of hues as well as one other sample board, and then the commission could be comfortable making that.
So I would move that approve the design, or recommend to approve the design scheme with more stone on the apartments and a couple color hues back to the Planning Commission.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So we're going to bring back to this committee the retail, and you're going to get with the developer. Okay, great. Thank you so much. Let's move to I want to discuss item number 9. I'm going to skip 8 for just a minute. Stay around. We listed this as an informational item. This is the Sierra Gateway Apartments, if you can pull that up. It's in the College District. The reason why we're listing as informational review only is this project has had a sorted past, and as you might recall, when it went through the original approval process, City Council ultimately appointed a committee to review, a separate committee of a few members to review the architectural design, and the design scheme has gone through significant changes, I believe, and the developer has worked to make them more consistent with the College District guidelines, but because council gave direction in that regard, staff felt like it couldn't just bring it to the committee and ask the committee to vote on it. We felt like we obviously had direction from council, and so we're bringing it to you as informational only at this point in time, so that you're aware of the proposed changes We're happy to present them to you, or you have them in your pack and you can look at them and be aware of them. But at the same time, we have this new process and we have several council members here as well. And so we didn't know if you actually wanted to deliberate and pull this off. If you felt like you wanted it to be pulled off, then I would recommend we bring it back as a scheduled agenda item for your consideration. If you only wanted to provide input and not a recommendation, then it's just for informational, and we have the attorney.
But it's listed as informational only.
It is.
So you're not seeking any input, theoretically.
At this point, I'm not, but...
Is there a reason to pull it? I'm not sure why I would...
The only reason, what I'm saying by pull it would be, is if this group felt like that prior direction from council, given the new committee's purpose, that the committee ought to be reviewing this before it goes to the Planning Commission, then my comment is let's pull it off as informational and we'll reschedule it for a future ARC meeting discussion.
Mark, let's look at the rules, because if the rules state that college district review is supposed to be a recommendation from the Architectural Committee first, then that should be the rule unless there is some action that has overridden that.
So that is correct.
It's in the college district, so that means if I'm understanding correctly and I recall right, the recommendation from this committee is supposed to go to the Planning Commission.
Except for prior to council adopting this new ordinance amendment, council appointed a separate committee to review just this project.
But its later action was to establish the Architectural Committee. And its later action was Architectural Committee. College district applications go to the committee. We can look at it, but based upon that, my recommendation would be it needs to come to this committee.
To reschedule it, then?
That was the last action of council.
To reschedule it, not to hear it tonight.
To take a formal action by this committee,
okay.
Which would require an agenda change indicating that you would be making a recommendation. And I could not have all the facts right, but based on what I'm hearing, that would be my recommendation.
And I believe that's an accurate description of really the circumstances. So the way I'm understanding you to say is council's most recent action overrode their previous action. Okay. I hadn't thought of it that way. Probably should have come to see you first. I'd rather not present it then, right, because it's not going to be for informational. So we're going to reschedule this one, Dara, to the next committee meeting, which, by the way, we're going to probably be calling you soon and trying to set up another meeting in the next 2-3 weeks, something like that, because we're going to have a few things we need to get back in front of you quickly. So does that make sense to you, Dara? Is there anything else I'm not thinking about that would preclude us doing this direction here?
We have Sierra Gateway tentatively scheduled for November 7th, so we would need to
get it done
and get back to them if there are changes. So with that in mind, do you want to take a few minutes and just have me show it to everyone and...
I'm only concerned about is talking about it is now that we know it's coming back. I don't know if it's not advertised.
Yeah, just for the due process requirement. Are we advertising the architectural? We're just noticing the meeting.
Yes,
we're
putting it on the website. We're putting it on. We're not sending out notices. No.
Yeah. Why don't we just wait so it's clear that it's an action item
okay.
and the discussion related to the discussion. Subject is.
So you have it in your materials. My suggestion to be as a committee member, if you have questions, you certainly could reach out to staff with your questions or concerns prior to the next meeting. But that'll give you enough time to chew on that one. Thank you for that clarification. Okay, so then it brings us back to item number 8, Placer Creek Apartments. Let's see if we can get that done.
Let's move through this quickly then. Let me switch my paperwork real quick. Okay, Placer Creek Apartments is proposed as a 232-unit apartment complex. It's at the corner of University and Whitney Ranch Parkway. It's a quick site plan. So the long edge is the university frontage. The short edge is the Whitney Ranch Parkway frontage, just to orient you.
Can I just also add just quickly, because I could we make sure we put the maps in these two for public consumption when they're pulling the site map?
Yes, we can include the site plans in the agenda packet, definitely.
The only caution I want to provide to committee is, our focus is limited to the architecture.
I understand, but we're also discussing contextual sort of compatible.
Yes.
Helps
areas.
To know where it is.
And I think there's not... unreasonable that the public could know where the project is that we're talking about.
Directional is very important.
Yeah.
So with that, it is in the University District, which is the most contemporary, if you want to encapsulate that in one word, contemporary district. Staff believes that they are addressing several of the architectural features. The applicant has indicated that they believe they are addressing, they didn't count them, but if you look at the project description, you could arguably say they've addressed at least three, if not four or five. They talk about using color, and again, it's not what necessarily I personally would describe as strong use of color, but I'm not sure if that's intended to be bold colors or a variety of colors, so that may be subject to a little bit of interpretation from the committee. So with that, I'll just run through the elevations very quickly. Stop me if you would like me to back up or pause. There is quite a bit of fenestration. There are voids. There is obviously all sorts of geometric forms, rectangular, square forms, quite a bit of play and shadow and depth on these facades. Very linear and rectilinear. This is the clubhouse. The clubhouse does employ some additional roof elements not shown in the main buildings, the apartment buildings. These are the garages and a perspective rendering. I do have color and material boards.
Yeah, ma'am.
Good. So with that, any questions or comments?
I mean, I really like it personally. I think it, if you go down the list of items on the website that we're supposed to check as far as features, it seems to check a number of them. Strong linear emphasis, strong geometric projections and cantilevers, strong use of voids, strong use of colors. You could argue, I guess, the contrast is a strong use of color. Metallic panels and surfaces. I can't tell if there's metal being used here or not. I'm not really sure, but
there are metal awnings and railings on the balcony. So they're not panels necessarily, but there is use of metal as another element.
I think it's just the one thing that seems to be lacking in my mind is good color elevations for us to evaluate. I mean, there's just a handful of, we've got this image, and then we have the image on the next slide that you shared with us. Everything else is black and white. Well, I guess that's not true. I guess there's some red.
They're color, but they're small.
I think you really have to rely on the color board to kind of, but then you have to sort of visualize that,
yes,
too. And I'm limited in that perspective. But my gut reaction, just immediately looking at it, like, it is attractive. I think it looks nice. It's sleek. It kind of has a real educational, but it has an institutional, but appropriate, you know. So I don't have any big issues with it. I mean, the colors, again, here, there are a lot of colors, actually, and there are more colors. That looks. I think there's more color variation on these baths than the previous one that we looked at that appeared to be more colorful. But I don't know. In fact, it's kind of, if you look at this, you've got a blue.
That is, I believe that's the blue on this elevation here, which I saw when I first looked at that. I said, oh, that's black and white. I don't know. But yeah, makes sense now.
My first thought when I saw these was, that's definitely in the university district. You know what I mean? Like, that's one, like, the first test is kind of like the sniff test. It's like, yeah, is it in a district or not? Okay, if you can't get past the first test, then we got problems. Okay, you got past the first test. So what else? Is it good enough? Is there more things you have? The only thing in my mind, and I'm not necessarily advocating that we ask them to do this, it's just the one thing that comes to my mind is, if there were any on some of the buildings, I don't know if maybe no closer to the entrance or those that that are more along the right of way, or maybe those that are at the end of a vista. I don't know. I'd have to sit down and be strategic and think about it. If there were some corner elements or corner pieces or structural pieces that could incorporate the use of a metallic panel somewhere as one of the material finishes, not throughout the entire building, not on every facade, and I'm not looking to do it just in a hodgepodge place, but a couple places where maybe like at the main entrance, like I said, or a few places, and I might want to sit down with, on the site plan and see if we can identify some of those. That might be a way to really make those unique locations kind of stand out and really reinforce the university district. That's the only thoughts that come to my mind immediately. You know, like, for example, right at where University Avenue and Whitney Ranch Parkway connects, maybe those, like that whole corner, yeah, that whole corner structure, maybe a piece of that corner structure. And then if you did it, you had some use of metallic panels there. If you at the same, at the end building, going down Whitney Ranch Parkway. So if go at the corner, yeah, that one, if that one, so at the end, the two end caps kind of brought those panels into it, just like if you did it at the two buildings that are at the entrance off of University Avenue, as well as the one that's, yep, and then I'm just talking out loud. Maybe if you did some
five.
Of the, yeah, if you did some of those kind of pieces at the end caps and incorporated that, I think that could help it stand out a little bit, but that's just one voice.
May I remember that photo?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. Would you mind passing that to, has anyone else?
Colors or bags.
And
cold,
while you're doing it, can you pull
cold.
Up the university district guidelines and let's go look at some of those appendix images?
Mm.
In a couple
Utah?
Minutes.
University district in Utah. Mm.
Okay. Can I pass that to them? This is just maybe kind of an idea.
Can I call my wife?
So let's see if we have any structures here.
Oh, yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Keep going up.
Where was this?
In Utah.
Utah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
South Jordan.
Right, so like if you look at those images on the left, yeah. So, for example, you know, those are more where they've done it in the field of the building, in the middle of the building, rather than doing it at the end caps. But if you can scroll up somewhere, there may be some more appendix images in the other direction. I don't know if there were. I don't recall. But, you know, that's one way of really, you know, like that one right there. Look, go up. No, right where you're at. Go up to the very top image. Yeah, to the right. Yes. So that's how they grabbed a corner unit and they try to do something with it. If we just incorporated that somewhere in those facades, I think that would really help it resonate that this is the university district.
That's a good suggestion. Yeah.
Could be a metal metallic element just
exactly.
to wrap
yeah.
it around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you thinking sheathing the wall or like a standout element like the mesh on Audi?
Either or, maybe both. I mean, my first thought was the wall, the finish, but just like on some of the elevations we saw board and batten finish on walls, some are stucco walls, that finish on that wall would be a metallic panel. But alternatively, I wouldn't be opposed to seeing what you talked about, more of a feature element done that same way. I don't know that one is better than the other. It kind of depends on how they render it. Their architect would have to use, you know, they have to put some design time into it and think about it. And maybe it's different. Maybe what they do at the entrance is a slightly different than the other one. Maybe both would be good. Who knows? What other thoughts do you guys have? Or questions or concerns?
None.
I don't think I have any. I think you touched on everything.
So could we, if you guys are comfortable with that, this one, like you said, has a little bit of time to it. Could we get them to redo those, addressing those concerns that were raised? And then I'd like to bring that back to the committee. I want the committee to see it again because I the first time, like they said, it's really hard on some of these images. They're small, so small. Maybe if we can, you know, just take one page and blow up one building. And maybe if we can focus on those buildings that we're going to try to address with that metallic panel look or those design features, we can at least start with showing them those buildings. Because I think you can kind of infer the balance of the project if you look at those. You see what I'm saying a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what would be the motion on this, or is there a motion?
Well, on this one, you know, again, the normal process typically is what we're anticipating is we're bringing these comments back to the developer. We're working with staff's working with them, and then we're bringing it back to you for a final recommendation. So I don't technically need to know that we have a motion. I think in the minutes, it'll be clear enough to understand what your direction is.
Okay.
You okay with that?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think what the public, how they would perceive that. I mean, we have motions for direction. We're still seeking direction, but no motion.
I think it was provide comments to staff to work with the developer. No formal action was taken.
Okay.
There were comments provided to go back and come back with a revision. So it's okay not to take a formal action. But I do recommend those formal actions where you're making recommendations to the planning commission.
Got it. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. On the final actions.
Okay. I think that takes care of the agenda. We don't have any informational items today, but one of the things I was thinking about is from time to time we might put informational items on here, and what those will be more like is you probably are aware staff, the community development director, et cetera, make substantial compliance findings on projects. Some of the times we make a substantial compliance finding, I might stick it on an informational item just so you're aware of it in case the public asks you what's coming forward or how did this change or why did you change it. It'll also help us as if we show you something and you say, you know, I wouldn't have gone that way, I would have gone left. Going future projects that are similar, we'll know to go left. Any reports from city staff?
Not this time.
Any real quick comments from the committee members before we adjourn?
The what about the time slot for this meeting? Is it 3 o'clock consistent? Will we maintain a 3 o'clock consistent?
She's going to send you a calendar for the standing meeting time, and all of you are going to feed into that and let her know what works for you.
Is it good for everybody?
Does three work?
Is that a reasonable time for everybody? Okay.
Works for us. So let's target three to start with, Terry. Okay, no other comments? Meeting adjourned. Thank you.